fumbling. What do you see when you see something or someone the very first time? A form? An outline? A few main colors of the scene? Outer covering? A tough outer protective layer of an animal or a plant or perhaps something inanimate. Surface that holds, that covers, shelters all unknown. The most beautiful things, darkest spots, confusing little details. The mural, armor, the masks and some fancy glittering materials on top of all unexplainable. I find myself touching the rock surface again and again. It's salty cold and icy wrinkles. It looks at me in a way it knows everything and decided 1,000 years ago just to sit, stand or lie down and do nothing in its perfection. Just letting the wave move back and forth thousands of years on top of its surface. Touching it until it's grind into sand. I am absolutely adored. Looking at their dialogue, their movement, and these dancers don't really care that I am. I become aware of my urge to touch. When there are no words, no other language between us, whether staring at the eyes of a person, an animal, an insect, or believing seeing eyes on the surface of the rock, surface of the water, the tree, all of them look back at me. And I hear them talking, singing, murmuring, whispering, flying, shrilling, barking, meowing, crushing, clattering, clashing towards each other. I am simply an eavesdropper here. Isn't it so? I lay my head, my ear against the bark of a tree, imagining billion little feet crawling, thousands of liters of liquids running, pulses traveling. And you all just sit there with no hurry, looking at me, looking at the horizon, mountains, lake, the sea, the stars. I sit and stay there, staring back. You all make me the pleura, the same kind of tissue lines the inside of the chest cavity, also called pleura. A thin layer of fluid acts as a lubricant along the lungs,
broken plastic bucket,
smoothly,
chain of beautifully moving bags
crawling
to the ground, bits and pieces of wood, something flying in the wind. Memories of yesterday's ships and fishing nets, fires on the sea, lost shoes and loves. You all make me want to touch everything. Hold it, carry it home to remember, or to understand something that happens inside myself, under the surface of myself. Looking at the stones on the beach, with all their marks and scars, I play with the idea to push and scratch the surface until the first layer of my skin is pierced, removed or changed. Moving my face in front of the mirror until it's all wrinkled. Sit on the bark of the tree until its surface is printed on my skin.
The covering or integument.
I truly hope it could be called as a dialogue
that both provides protection.
But the problem is, I'm just selecting where and when I want to tune in.
From the external environment.
You just sit there moving through geological timelines. Am I changing because of you? Are your movements changing because of me? Are we together in this? I hope to understand your ways of communicating. You see, sometimes I'd rather be a stone. I remember dropping something on the water surface. It floats, it travels across, and it makes its way until the very last corner of the container. It floats and disappears to the open landscape. It floats until I forget it and turn my back. It sinks, sinks, and dives across the universe deep down. My little piece of folded paper did it. Reach the depths without me even noticing. Meanwhile, I am lost in words, lost in lookalikes, lost to the hard, dusty, cold, slimy, never-ending surfaces, thinking about fundamental questions, important paperwork, sitting in front of my computer, sitting in front of people. All that is significant here, in the broken world. We try to fix everything all the time, refusing to die, or at least refusing to remember that it will happen. No, I suddenly remember the piece. Little folded paper that once went across the sea, to the unknown land. I remember my fingers touching that paper. I remember the blueberry stain perpetuating my fingers. Where is that paper now? Was it that I wrote something important there? Just a few words that I wanted to remember, always and right now. But stand up without saying anything. I go to look for the paper.
Insulation, temperature,
I know it's
regulation,
I know
sensation.
I did not write anything to it. It was just that I collected it, touched it 1,000 times, kept it in my pocket when I met you. I was holding it when someone died. I did all my big journeys keeping it in between my changing.
That's what touches the surface. Probably
then
reaches something.
I decided it has to become free. I folded a little horse that knows how to walk on top of the water surface, and I watched it carefully pacing away, then trotting further, looking back at me with a huge paper horse smile, carrying all what I ever experienced, carrying my lost words, my love and hate, and starting to gallop across the endless water surface, across the waves. following some currents, going where there are enough deep waters to sink. To dive and suck all the water that it could hold. There is a magnificent universe under there. I've heard. I am on top of the water in kayak, looking at slowly moving algae, floating in the seas, see-through waves. Inside the world that is inside the sea, and inside the algae, there is another world under the surface. You could travel endlessly, see nothing and experience everything. Breathing. I close my eyes to open my sight. I push my hands through something and touch. The autonomic nervous system, for a moment, is all the vegetative nervous system. It's a division of the peripheral nervous system that supplies smooth muscle and glands.
Stop.
Stay and at thus the surface. Influences the function.
Explain
of
to myself organs. How I don't need this now. There won't be any better moments
to die. The autonomic
nervous
system is a control system that acts.
Perhaps you can't do it later anymore.
And
you simply forget.
Functions,
you get too afraid.
The heart rate,
you lose your other senses.
Respiratory rate. Pupillary response,
or someone tells you that you already did it,
sexual arousal,
and you believe it like
this
a fool.
This system is the primary mechanism in control of the fight to flight response.
I go out every morning and look at the bed before leaving the room. It was warm and safe. What is calling me? Hear the sound and you can't resist anymore. Stepping across the beach. Stepping into the sea. It is always cold. Or that's how we call that feeling, notion, temperature, its being. It still carries me and nourishes. I know I'm in good hands that never need me. These hands simply set me free. They let me go. They make my skin burn from all the coldness, and I am not afraid anymore. Even if you look at me back with your calm eyes, cool movement, cute little stir in your algae, even if you look at me back with your calm eyes, cool movement, cute little stir of your algae, rocks that seem like holes in the landscape, your strong smell. With all that beauty, you remind me you don't really need me. Would it be better without? Or does it even matter in the end? You were quite all right for billions of years. But the beasts in your womb are much easier to handle and take care of than us. I beg you to become one of those beasts. But you call me only when it's morning and I need to wake up, stand and walk with my 2 feet and stay on your lap for just very short moments, not to suffocate, not to freeze. That is our diary for so many summers. I am left feeling inhuman, but definitely not part of something else than people. It is just that something comes to prominence. Please do understand I was born here. Also, me once I knew how to breathe underwater. Can't stop thinking about you. What is the type of creature that can't breathe in the water more than when you're married? A humanoid? An alien? I go and make things. I draw a picture of you. Then just a trace that reminds me of you entering my piece of paper. I go back again, being human. But secretly thinking how it would be like to be one of the giant fishes, underwater beast, the most beautiful giant female, swimming under your surface for eternity, making me no harm. I know I'm not. I've never made anything.